two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday, hour number two, rolling along midway point of the program, BYU and Texas State. It's game day. Tonight they'll be kicking off at 8:15 with pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock. And the pregame coverage will start with myself and Matt Biamonte, who's going to be joining us here now for our favorite segment of the show, the Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Yeah, the Top 5 always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business evaluation? Contact econpartners.com. That's econpartners.com. Let's bring on Matt Biamonte, who is a proud new father of Cooper Biamonte. Matt, congratulations, man, on being a first-time father. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling tired.
As you should.
No surprise.
You getting some sleep at all?
Actually, we got some sleep the first couple nights, thankfully. So, it's just, you can't prepare for the whirlwind. I mean, Mitch, you've got several kids, so you know what it's like, but you hear about it. But until you experience it, it's just hard to articulate what it's like. It's a beautiful thing. It's a terrifying thing. And here we go. So taking it day by day.
Matt, I got to say, though, BYU to this point before Cooper, they were 5-0. And if they struggle tonight, I'm going to be pointing at young Cooper. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Matt. Congrats to you and your wife. Go ahead.
I have a good omen. I think this is going to benefit BYU going forward. But so in 1988, that's when I was born. Lakers win a championship. We all like that here at Cougar Sports Saturday. 2020, my firstborn son, Lakers win a championship. So from a sports perspective, we're heading in the right direction with Cooper Biamonte.
Matt, I got to know, how hard did you push for the name Taysom for your son? Was that ever in consideration?
No, it never was. I didn't push for it. However, I've told my wife the first flag football touchdown celebration I'm going to teach Cooper is when Taysom runs across the goal line in the Utah game, his senior season, where he holds both arms out and kind of flips the football with his right hand. That's going to be Cooper's trademark flag football touchdown dance.
We'll love it. Congrats again.
I love that you have that ready to go. And, you know, it proves the top five stops for nothing. Even the birth of children.
That's right.
The top five continues on. And you know what, guys? Today I want to talk a little bit about this BYU defense, because the offense has gotten a ton of credit, deservedly so, but this defense has been stellar. Right now, the BYU Cougars are ranked 9th in scoring defense in the country, giving up just 14 points a game. Now, consider with that, there are teams above them that have only played like one game, maybe three games. Wisconsin Air Force are both ranked ahead and have only played one game. BYU has had an excellent defense this year. And it's not common for BYU teams in the past to have this good of a defense. And we've seen some quality defense in the past, but BYU known for their prolific offense. So today, the top five, you guys have to name the last five times BYU had a top 15 scoring defense.
Okay.
For the season. So all right. You have to do is name the year that that team had a top 15 scoring defense. No order, just the last five times. And that is it.
Okay.
Any questions?
That's cut and dry. That's self-explanatory.
All right.
If I stumble, it's my sleep deprivation. Just putting that out there right now.
Are you giving yourself an out in case you lose? Is that what this is?
Of course not. I just, hey, this is a fact-based game, and I want the facts to be out there.
All right. Well, let's start with the new dad,
yes.
Matt Biamonte. Ooh. What's your first guess?
I'm going with a 2012 defense that was phenomenal.
Yeah, in 2012, the Cougars only gave up 14 points a game, the same as they are so far in 2020. That was good for third in the country. That's incredible.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that defense, Mitch, was phenomenal. I mean, I'll never forget being at the Boise State game. Were you there, Mitch?
I was not for that 7-6 game. I was not there.
The goal line stand was phenomenal. I mean, there were just Kyle Van Noy, the linebackers were great. Ogletree, Preston Hadley, current coordinator. I mean, that defense was legendary. It's too bad that there wasn't a halfway decent offense to support that great defense that year.
I think they were third behind only the two teams in the national championship, Alabama and Notre Dame that year. So,
wow.
Pretty impressive defense that year for BYU.
Yeah, no doubt. To you, Mitch.
I'm going to go with 2007.
Yeah, there we go. The Cougars in 2007, 18.5 points per game. That was good for 9th in the country that season. Another top 10 finish.
Yeah, that was a group. The signature 3-4. BYU shifted from the 3-3-5 to more of a 3-4 to highlight the linebackers. And they had some good ones with Brian Keel, Kelly Papinga. That was a fantastic defense. And they got labeled for some reason bend but don't break. Like they would give up some big plays. But yeah, as far as giving up actual points, those were few and far between, and that was an 11-win BYU football team.
All right, back to Matt. Tied 1-1. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Broncos' first year, 2006.
Yeah, and we get this fun stretch of, you know, it just shows how good those defenses under Bronco Mendenhall were when you're seeing a couple of these show up here. They were 10th that season, 14.7 points per game. Pretty impressive to do that in your first season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mitch. Sorry. No, you go, man.
Yeah, 2006, they were a very good team. They were dominating folks. Like that's where we were talking earlier with Bill Connolly. He was saying how this is the best BYU team this year since 2006. Similar in the sense that they're just dominating their competition. Like every single week, BYU in 06, like, okay, how much are they going to win by this week? I mean, it was a well-oiled machine that year.
Yeah, and that was, you know, we'll never forget how dominant they were at the end of that year, too, because they just came on so strong, and then that beatdown of Oregon in that bowl game, I think, just capped off a great season.
No doubt. All right, 2-1 to you, Mitch.
Let's go with 1996.
Oh,
that was close.
Man.
They were top 25 that year in defense. Okay. Not quite top 15. Matt?
Okay. A win here, possibly. I'm going to go. I don't feel good about this one, but I'm going to go 2001.
Ooh, that was a bad defense. They were like bottom 30, I think. There was
sleep deprivation.
I know. I was going to say that Ken Schmidt defense. That was the season that's like, hey, Croton's going to have to eventually get a new DC. And a few years later, they got Bronco. I'm going to say 2003.
I'm going to go 2008.
How about, I'm going to say 1994.
What about Kalani's first season, 2016?
Oh, what?
Let's go.
Wow.
Matt with the victory for Cooper. What an incredible
wow.
2016, 19.5 points per game. They were 14th in the country that season in scoring defense.
Turnover city that season. It's something I've longed for ever since then, because you got that just taste. They did manage to lose games while forcing what seems like endless turnovers that year, but man, that defense was flying around. That was a lot of fun, and hopefully this defense, we've seen a few glimpses, Mitch, but hopefully we can get back to that kind of initial glimpse we saw where there was a lot of interceptions and a lot of turnovers forced.
And you think too, I mean, I totally, I'll admit, I forgot that season was so high up in the rankings in terms of few points score allowed. Lance Stewiacki's gotten a lot of criticisms during his time as the defensive coordinator. Is it sometimes not warranted, because he has put together some good defenses in 2018? They were a good unit as well. Good pull. Congrats on the victory, Matt. Who was the other? What was the other season, Dallin?
The last season is from 1985.
Okay, yeah, that was
13.3 points per game. That was 10th. In the country for BYU.
That was 84, 85. Like, BYU, they won the national title in 84, but, like, they kind of hung their hat on defense. Like, everyone thinks offense back then, Robbie Bosco was great, but defensively, they were fantastic. 11-3 that year in 85. They beat Boston College, played Ohio State in the Citrus Bowl. Yeah, or Jason Buck was the next year, Dave, 86. Yeah, Jim Herman. I mean, you had Futrell, Shane Knight. I mean, they just had some studs along the defensive line. Yeah, Kyle Morrell was a All-American, great defense back then.
Wow, good stuff. And for your point on Elisa Tuiaki, he's finished top 50, BYU's defense top 50 every single year, top 25 twice, including that top 15 performance in 2016. So you're right. I mean, maybe we don't give him enough credit for how good this defense has been the last couple years.
Yeah, I think Tuiaki's done a really nice job. I mean, last year was kind of frustrating at times with the lack of havoc and sacks. I know he doesn't necessarily value the sack like most people want to see it, but they're producing this year, and you're seeing this defensive line make a lot of progress. So congrats on the win, Matt. The floor is yours. Any thing you want to share a take on today?
Oh man, it's been a great week. It's amazing the emotions and the love you feel when you have a child. And I just want Cougar Nation to know that I've already started. The color red is banned from my home. I'm doing everything I can to force Cooper Biamonte to BYU blue. His room is blue. My wife painted her toenails before giving birth red, and I gave her a stern rebuking. That's unacceptable behavior here. But Cooper is going to grow up a BYU fan, that's a promise, and man, just excited to have him. And hey, you know, being a new dad, winning the top five, this is a cherry on top of a tremendous week.
Well, you got to stay on board with us for another segment, man.
Yes,
we'll talk more about this BYU Texas State game. Also, get your thoughts on should BYU be considered for the college football playoff? And this top five always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com today. That's econpartners.com, proud sponsor of the top five. Let's get to a break. We'll talk more about BYU and the college football playoff. Could it happen? We'll share your thoughts and hear from Matt here on the Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.